words. That's the Irwins, and that'll wrap things up for Hour 1. Much more coming up in Hour 2. A spotlight visit with Billy Walker and more of our conversation with Gold City.
All right, boys, y'all need to go ahead and get on the bus. Now I'm tired. We need to get going.
Yes, sir.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
If you're looking for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, join your friends at Park Street Christian Church, where truth has come from the Bible for 135 years. Park Street Christian Church is a New Testament church, believing that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. It's not a bunch of stories, but is history written down. Join them Sunday mornings at 9:30 and 10:30, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
And you're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where it is 43 degrees at 4 minutes after 7 o'clock. If that sounds weird, well, that's because daylight saving time came to an end during the overnight, meaning we fell back an hour. So we actually gained an extra hour of sleep. So if your clock still says 8 o'clock, you know, you can move it back an hour. Then you're good. Yesterday, though, the Badgers were not good as they had another tough loss in football, falling to Iowa. Tough score, 42-10. Hopefully the Packers will fare better today when they play host to the Detroit Lions. A 1 o'clock pregame time, 3:25 kickoff time. You can hear it right here on WRCO FM 100.9.
The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome back for Hour 2 of The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balcom, and coming up this hour, we'll share some more of our conversation with Gold City.
But fans are passionate about Gold City as far as, like, they'll get in arguments on Facebook about who their favorite Gold City lineup is.
Plus, we'll enjoy a spotlight visit with Billy Walker.
Been traveling full-time, coming up November 33 years. I've survived.
It's all great gospel coming up in Hour 2 of The Gospel Greats.
Let's go to that land.
Come on, let's go to that land.
Where
milk and honey
flow. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
It's
a better
land. I know
a
lot
hearts will make us start.
We're
trusting
in our God.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
All aboard.
Let's go to that land.
It's a better
man I know.
Well,
the
hearts will make us start.
We're
slow. Oh, come on, come on, come on.
Come on.
It's the better.
It's the better.
Man, I know for the
bound. Burning hearts will make us start.
We're trusting.
We're trusting
in our God. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
All of us.
Come on. Let's go to that land.
All of us.
The better.
Man, I know
burning hearts will make us start.
We're trusting.
We're trusting in our God.
Come on,
come on,
come on,
come on,
come on,
come on. Let's go to that land.
Let's sing,
shout, praise His name.
Every day,
every name will be the same.
Come on,
come on,
come on,
come on,
come on,
come on,
come on.
Tribute Quartet with Come On, Let's Go to That Land. Our featured artist today is Gold City. Their new project is called Right Now. Tenor singer Chris Jenkins says that Gold City fans have their memories and they have their favorites.
The feedback has been overwhelming since all this came together in the last year and few months. But fans are passionate about Gold City as far as, like, they'll get in arguments on Facebook about who their favorite Gold City lineup is.
Yeah.
Or, you know, somebody will say, you know, I love Jeff with Gold City. He's the best that's ever been. No, he ain't no better than Tim Riley.
It's,
and they'll get in an argument. And, you know, everybody has their own, has their favorite tenor, whether Jay or Brian better, or, you know, it just... People are very passionate about it. So it is it's very challenging to try to appease. You want to appease your fan base and your friends and the people that support your supporters, your listeners. You want to appease them and put out a music that they would be proud of, that they consider good Gold City music.
That's Chris Jenkins. He's featured on a song called Where Your Heart Is.
The lyric in this song speaks about how the Lord knows where your heart is, no matter what you're going through, no matter the anger that you might be feeling, the disappointment that you might be feeling, the loss, the aloneness. He knows where your heart is, and He knows what you're going through. And it's kind of special because... You don't know until the end of the song that it's actually the Lord speaking to you until it kind of changes perspectives in the second verse, and then you realize that the first verse was the perspective of the Lord.
That's Chris Jenkins, and here is Gold City with Where Your Heart Is.
Excuse me, I couldn't help but see that you were your heart out on your sleeve. It's been there, always searching to be filled, and longing to beat for what sacrifice reveals. Did you know the one they call the Son of Man knows every matter of your heart, and He understands like no one can. He knows where your heart is and how it feels to cry alone in the cold and lonely places, forsaken by your own, where love without condition, they deny that walked away, but He will always stay. Hands.
is That's Gold City. If you've been a follower of Gold City for any time, you'll know that Danny Riley has had some challenging days.
You know, everybody remembers my brother back in 2006 was tragically killed in a car accident. And then in 2016, my mom very unexpectedly died. I've experienced some loss in my family. And South of Heaven is just one of those songs that is basically us pondering what they're doing, you know. What are they doing right now? You know, the song is, you know, basically, we're all doing fine south of heaven. You know, thanks for what you left us with. And it's just a great song. It's kind of a tearjerker.
That's Danny Riley, and here is Gold City with South of Heaven.
Today I laughed out loud for the first time since you've gone. And taken right on angels' wings up to your new home. And it's hard to understand down here, you're better off up there, where there are no more tears to cry and no one has a care. Oh, I wonder how you're settling in and what you get to do. And if you ever get to think about us too, 'cause south of heaven, the dogwoods are in bloom. The kids are growing fast as weeds, and we're really missing you. South of heaven, the skies are finally blue. 'Cause the love you left behind holds us together. We're all doing fine south of heaven. Did you hear angels sing as you entered through the gates? Did you see the shining streets of gold and meet with all the saints? Have you had a chance to sit and talk to Jesus one-on-one and thank him for the times we've had, all the things he's done? And I wonder how you're settling in and what you get to do. And if you ever get to think about us too, south of heaven, the dogwoods are in bloom. The kids are growing fast as weeds, and we're really missing you. South of heaven, the sky. 'Cause the love you left behind holds us together. We're all doing fine south of heaven. And I know someday I'll be with you again, but until then, south of are in bloom. The kids are growing fast as weeds, and we're really missing you. The south of heaven, the skies are finally blue. 'Cause the love you left behind holds us together. We're all doing fine south of heaven. We're all doing fine south of heaven.
South of Heaven, that's Gold City, and we have more with them coming up, including their new radio single. In just a moment, a spotlight visit with Billy Walker.
Hey, Amy, make sure that gas tank is topped off.
Why is that?
Elizabeth Grabe wants to ban gas-powered cars, trucks, and even tractors.
That's insane.
That's not all. Extremists like Elizabeth Grabe are trying to eliminate fossil fuels, too.
That would destroy so many jobs, hurt our community, and drive costs even higher for families.
She doesn't care.
We need to keep Elizabeth Grabe out of the assembly.
I'm voting for Todd Novak. He's an independent voice, always working for us.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
My name is Bonnie Jones, and I would like to invite you to come worship at Willow Valley United Methodist Church. In addition to the congregation being welcoming and warm, worship at Willow Valley is fun. My husband and I previously used to attend a large urban church, and we now delight in the active exchange between the congregation and the pastor during the worship service. It's unpretentious, it's interactive, it's informative, and it really is enjoyable. If you are looking for a church where you can be yourself, where you can be welcomed like family, and where worship is fun, come check us out at Willow Valley in beautiful downtown Ithaca. I hope to see you there.
WRCO is celebrating 75 years with a look back at some of our history moments. Started in 1965, this show ran on WRCO each Saturday for over 55 years, hosted by Ray Schrader. Let's turn back the clock now for one of his classic closes.
Well, my good friend and neighbor, that's going to do it for another session of Reminiscing with Ray from the studios here of WRCO-FM Stereo. We hope you enjoyed the afternoon, and we're looking forward to seeing you. In the meantime, of course, don't forget to join Phil. Again, great shows, backtracking, and those were the days. In closing, well, may the good Lord take a liking to you.
This WRCO 75th anniversary salute to Reminiscing with Ray has been sponsored by Richland County Bank, Walsh's Ace, and Jones Chevrolet.
Are you ready for a trusted leader in Richland County? I'm Deb McCoy, your candidate for Register of Deeds. With over 20 years of experience as a title insurance agent preparing and examining legal documents, I've mastered Wisconsin's recording statutes and legal descriptions. The security of your property's title must be protected with pinpoint accuracy. I know the ins and outs of real estate records and understand the importance of accurate documentation. While prioritizing privacy, customer service, and the accuracy our community needs, I've prepared thousands of legal documents and successfully closed countless real estate transactions. From maintaining a land records index to managing millions in escrow, my knowledge and professional communication skills ensure you're in capable hands. I'm dedicated to serving the taxpayers of Richland County with integrity and expertise. Vote experience, vote accuracy. Vote Deborah J. McCoy for Register of Deeds. Paid for by candidate.
The Gospel Grace.
Hello, friend, and welcome back. Our Spotlight Artist of the Week is Billy Walker.
Been traveling full-time, coming up November 33 years. I've survived. And so 33 years. And so started out with my family group, the Walkers. Traveled with them for about 30 years. And about 3 years ago, Mom decided to retire. And it's amazing that it shocked us that the 84-year-old decided to retire. But, you know, we were caught off guard with that. So, you know. And so when she retired, the other fellow that sang with us, he quit. And then, you know, it was kind of like, well, I'm kind of left with it on my own. So we've just kept pressing forward and pressing on, and God has blessed.
Billy has a new album out that's called Beautiful Broken. The title cut of the album is Beautiful Broken People.
You could have been walking with Jesus one day or 50 years, but we've all come from someplace. We were all broken. And even walking with Jesus, we sometimes find ourselves broken. And the message in that song, Beautiful Broken People, it's just, man, it's just a message of it doesn't matter where you've been, doesn't matter what you've done, it only matters where you're going.
That's Billy Walker, and here he is with Beautiful Broken People.
If you want the right, bowing silently, he's fine and straight to fight. Looking up in gratitude. They had 60 years together. And he knows he'll see her soon. From every walk of life, they lifting up their eyes. Side by side, week by week, calling on one name, crying out their need. Down so many different roads, they come to the same place. Upon the cross, beneath the steeple, the beautiful broken people. There's mercy and there's love, and there's always room enough.
Broken People, that's Billy Walker. His first radio release from the new project is called We Win.
Man, it's just, it's a great up-tempo song. Wayne Hahn produced the brass, and I've never had a song with brass like that. And he did a phenomenal job. It's just an anthem of victory. Doesn't matter what's going on. Doesn't matter what's going on in life right now. Just remember, in the end, we win.
There's a battle that's been raging since the very beginning of time. In the heavens, there is fighting, a holy war for your soul and mine. But a champion's already been crowned. Lift up your head, though you can't see now. We win, the victory's ours. We've overcome it. And the people shout again and again. We win, and we have this hope within, 'cause we know that in the end, the redeemed will reign forever within. We win. There's a lion that's been roaring, seeking those to devour and destroy. But we stand, we resist him. We won't back down, we fight for our joy. But the enemy's already lost. He was defeated at Calvary's cross. We win, the victory is ours. We've overcome it how? Let the people shout again and again. We win, and we have this hope within, 'cause we know that in the end, the redeemed will reign forever. Within we win. Jesus conquered the grave. Roll the stone away. And through every age, those who are saved, those who are saved, say we win. The victory is ours. Hope with air, 'cause we know that in the end,
That's Billy Walker. One of Billy's favorites on the project is one called The Hands of a Carpenter.
The last verse is what gets me, because it talks about a knotted rope, old rugged beams, a hammer clanks. Could this have been his dream? And once again, surrounded by familiar tools. And the carpenter built a bridge that reached to heaven from that rocky ridge. Amazing what nails in the hands of a carpenter can do.
That's Billy Walker, and here is that song, The Hands of a Carpenter.
Wooden planks and dusty floors, rusty saws and 4x4, and that little boy would watch his daddy's every move. Change a block into a work of art, create a masterpiece of broken parts. Ain't it amazing what the hands of a carpenter can do? Father to son, the trade was passed, and tables changed. The frames all built to last, but not the life of a restless child would ever choose. He had his own dream and couldn't be held down. Hung up those tools and headed out of town. He knew there was more of a carpenter can do. He saw the world in a different way, set up shop from place to place. He never stayed anywhere too long, but the world saw him and turned its back, 'cause there's no room for homeless outcasts, just a misfit so far from home. A knotted rope, old rugged beams, a hammer clanks. Could this have been his dream? Once again, surrounded by familiar tools. And the carpenter, he built a bridge that reached to heaven. From that rocky ridge, amazing what nails. Amazing what nails. Amazing what nails in the hands of a carpenter can do.
Walker, Hands of a Carpenter. His new album is called Beautiful Broken, and you can find out more about Billy on social media or on his website, BillyWalkerJr.com. In just a moment, we'll wrap things up with Gold City, and we'll hear their latest radio single. I'm Rodney Balcom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food.
Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel. And now Open and Westby invite you to their Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday, this weekend only. All home decor and accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with Furniture, Decor, and More. Christmas open house, now in Boscobel and Westby. Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel. And now Open and Westby invite you to their Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday, this weekend only. All home decor and accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with Furniture, Decor, and More. Christmas open house, now in Boscobel and Westby.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Going to be a cloudy day today. Rain sticking around throughout the day. Could see an inch to an inch and a half by this evening. Highs of 52, southeast winds 10 to 20, gust as high as 30. Tonight, lows of 50. Cloudy with more rain lighter during the overnight. Another quarter inch or so possible. Monday, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers expected in the region. And highs of around 70. And Tuesday, mostly cloudy. Rain in the morning, another tenth of an inch possible. Highs of 60. Right now, though, we are sitting at 43 degrees, 55 hundredths of an inch of rain has fallen. Also going on right now, the 40 at 8 is holding their Pancake Sausage Breakfast fundraiser, and that is at the Richland Center American Legion, serving from now till 12:30. Money raised will be going to nurse training scholarships.
The Gospel Grace!
Welcome back. Fun Facts with Gold City's Jeff Chapman coming up. Right Now is the name of the project, and the guys say there's a wide variety of styles on the new recording.
That's one thing that's cool about this album is it's a melting pot of styles. If you don't like one song, chances are you'll probably like the next one because there's so many different styles of music on this album. It fits.
If you don't,
it has to fit everybody.
If you don't like one song, you probably need to get saved.
I mean, it goes. It has almost like black gospel.
Yeah.
You've got old Gold City.
You got a country feel.
You've got a beautiful ballad that he does. It's just
right now is that almost Chicago type sound with the horns in it.
I haven't heard anything that I don't like. Here's Gold City with Stepping Out, Stepping In.
I'm stepping out onto the water, stepping out and stepping in to where he called me to walk on the water with him. Every step I make is learning that trust in him. Silence is the taunting of the thunder. Commands the floods of doubting to rescind. No wave of fear can rise to crush me under. When I'm stepping out and stepping in, I'm walking with Jesus, stepping out and stepping in.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of what I cannot see. So when I go believing, he proves even more. Although I cannot see him, he still wants.
stepping out and stepping in, into where he called me to walk on the water with him. Every step my faith is learning, that trust in him. Silence is the taunting of the thunder, commands the floods of doubting to rescind. No wave of fear can arise to push me under. When I'm stepping out and stepping in, I'm walking with Jesus, stepping out and stepping in.
I won't die.
I won't die.
No, I won't fear.
I won't fear.
I'm walking with Jesus.
I'm walking with Jesus.
I know.
Here.
I won't doubt.
I won't doubt.
And I won't fear.
No, I won't fear.
I'm walking with Jesus.
I'm walking with Jesus.
No, he's here.
I know. I'm stepping out, stepping in, into where he called me to walk on the water with him. Every step my faith is learning, that trust in is the taunting of the thunder, commands the floods of doubting to descend. Well, no wave of fear can rise to push me under. When I'm stepping out and stepping in, I'm walking with Jesus, stepping out and stepping in.
Stepping out, stepping in. That's Gold City. And now it's time for Fun Facts with Jeff Chapman.
Something y'all wouldn't believe about me is I love all the Star Wars movies. I used to have a bunch of Star Wars toys. I loved them since I was a little boy. But I watched all the movies. I can't agree with some of the new ones, kind of, but I love Star Wars. Here's an interesting fact about me. I love cats. I have a male cat right now. He's a big boy. He looks like a little panther. Y'all might not know this, but I love to cook. I love adding ingredients together. I love Cajun food, Southern cooking, Italian food, Mexican food. Just like all sorts of it, and you can find me several times a week cooking at my home.
Fun Facts with Jeff Chapman. He is a gospel great, and he's featured on a song on the new project called Love Like This.
I mean, it's about the different ways that God shows his love for his children, and it's a good one. It's got a country feel to it.
It does.
You could see George Jones singing,
yeah,
maybe.
It does. Yeah. Which is neat on the project because there's nothing else on that's like it on there.
So it kind of stands out. It's a great song, though. But yeah. It's my song. I'm tickled to death. I get to sing some lead in it, and guys sing with me, and then all the guys come in at the end. It's pretty good. Good song.
That's Jeff Chapman, and here's Gold City with Love Like This.
And you found me.
Love Like This is Gold City from their new project right now. Their current radio release is called When It's Gone for Good.
You know, it's such a great reminder, you know, and I tell people when I'm introducing the song, one of the biggest weapons that Satan has is our past. He beats us over the head with it because he wants to steal our joy. He wants to make us ineffective. This song is just a great reminder that those sins are gone. We don't need to dwell on them because he's sure not dwelling on them.
That's Danny Riley, and here's Gold City singing about my sin and yours when it's gone for good.
You're a child of God. Yes, it's true. The old has passed away and you've been made new. But you can't get past your past. You keep bringing it up again. Let me tell you, friend, when Jesus forgives your sin, it's as good as gone.
Project right now. They've been our featured artists today. In just a minute, the Night Owls, Grant Gibson and Matthew Gooch, have a new identity for Susan Peck Jackson.
Hey,
Amy, make sure that gas tank is topped off.
Why is that?
Elizabeth Grabe wants to ban gas-powered cars, trucks, and even tractors.
That's insane.
That's not all. Extremists like Elizabeth Grabe are trying to eliminate fossil fuels, too.
That would destroy so many jobs, hurt our community, and drive costs even higher for families.
She doesn't care.
We need to keep Elizabeth Grabe out of the assembly.
I'm voting for Todd Novak. He's an independent voice, always working for us.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Although the cross of Christ represents suffering, we can also look at it as a new beginning and fresh hope for salvation when we call upon Christ's name. Your friends at Park Street Christian Church invite you to attend in person Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for fellowship, 9:30 for Sunday school for all ages, and 10:30 for worship. You can also watch them and like them on their Facebook page. Begin anew where the cross shines brightly every evening.
Good Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. Coming up in just a moment, we'll hear from the Night Owls, Grant Gibson and Matthew Gooch. Right now, it's Jonathan Wilburn with Old Blind Bartimaeus.
Well, old blind Bartimaeus stood on the way. Blind Bartimaeus stood on the way. Well, old blind Bartimaeus stood on the way, crying, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Well, in my God's Bible, oh, the word proclaims Christ came healing the crippled and the lame. He gave to the poor and the needy bread, healing the sick and raising the dead. Then when he came from Galilee, he passed by a man that could not see. The man was blind, he was blind from birth. They tell me that his name was Blind Bartimaeus. And old Blind Bartimaeus stood on the way. Blind Bartimaeus stood on the way. Blind Bartimaeus stood on the way, crying, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Now when Bartimaeus heard that the Lord was nigh, he fell on his knees, began to cry. Oh, thou man from Galilee, he cried, great God Almighty, have mercy on me. He cried, oh Lord, Lord, from in Bethlehem, yeah. Well, my Lord, he stopped and he turned around. He saw blind Bartimaeus on the ground. He touched his eyes with the palm of his hand. Blind Bartimaeus saw like a natural man. He cried, thank God.
Jonathan Wilburn with Old Blind Bartimaeus. Some of you have followed Matthew Gooch and Grant Gibson of Karen Peck and New River on the weekly Night Owls Facebook live stream. They have lots of funny stories, and this one is about Susan Peck Jackson.
One night, it was last year, it was probably around like September 9th. And so it was on a Saturday night, and my birthday is on the 12th, so it was going to be Tuesday. But we've been doing the video for like, we're 45 minutes in, and we've just been talking about random stuff. And all of a sudden, Susan just rips the curtain open, and she says, "You know what Monday is?" And I'm like, "What's Monday? 9/11? I didn't know if she had some kind of remembrance thing she was thinking about.
I told her, I was like, "You scared me because you